the government doesn't want us to do any non-essential traveling.
It's time for Toon Kid Talks.
Young man, you are not to watch that show anymore. It's immature toilet humor.
My weenies won't cook. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
I can't take it anymore!
Play that beat.
What? Sore again? Yeah, what a nasty disposition.
I don't even know why I do this show. It fucking sucks. Okay, let's get it started. Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid, and what's new with me? Well, the show opened last night. It's doing pretty good. People seem to like it, although I still think it's shit. But who am I to talk? I'm just been in the show for months, so whatever. No, I'm not letting you out. Fuck off. Cat. I don't know. I guess what happened was something that really pissed me off. What the hell are you doing, Cat? Eh, fuck it. What really pissed me off was, like, what happens is, because there's three shows, sorry, I hit the mic. What happens is, there's three one-act plays a weekend, because there's six overall for the entire set or whatever, festival, I guess, whatever, shit. But, what happens is, there's three a weekend, so, this... Oh god, that was so funny. I wish you could have seen that. My bed is right next to my, two windows. One by my head, one by my feet. Because it's like in a corner. I'll try and put a picture of what it looks like for the image. And my cat was trying to get up under the drapes. Because I don't actually have blinds, I have drapes. Because it's girly. She was trying to get up and under to get on the windowsill. But for some reason, when she was trying to get up, the weight of the drapes was pushing down on her so much that she couldn't get up. So she's freaking out that she just falls. That was really funny. Oh, wow. I'm so evil. Oh, fuck, where was I? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Stupid cat distracted me. So there are three shows a weekend, and ours is the last because ours is the longest. What's really weird about ours is our weekend is it's two really, really funny shows at the intermission, and then our really depressing emotional show. And it's like, isn't that kind of like an emotional roller coaster in one night? But whatever, like, it's just out of my power. But what I got pissed off, I've been bitching to you about the director who's been a total pothead, and, well, he decided to get fucking high opening night. Ugh. And, like, nobody else noticed but me, but, like, I saw him, and I saw the stage director, and I was like, are y'all's eyes red for a reason, or are they just red? And they're just like, no. With a huge smile on my face. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Why would you do that on opening night? Like, that's completely disrespectful. I mean, that shows, because they got high on opening night, that shows how much they've been committed to the show, and that show, that is why this show sucks so much, is because they weren't committed to it at all. And that just summed it up, that they would do that on opening night, and I'm completely pissed off about it, and I think it's really disrespectful and really just wrong to do it like that. And if they need to get high for an opening night, I think then that's a problem. Like, a serious problem if they need to be high during the opening of the show. And I think that's completely just disrespectful to me. I really wanted to beat the smack out of him or snitch him out, but that's a completely douche thing to do, and I just don't feel like going through all that drama. So I'm just going to be like, fuck it, and bitch about it.
Okay,
and
I have a question for all of you.
I'm a cool motherfucker.
Listeners.
Yay!
I guess I don't want to say fans, because it sounds pretty egotistical.
Okay. Enough
shit.
Of that.
Oops. Is it weird at all for me to feel like I feel like I know the girl I'm going to marry in however many years it happens, but to feel like I know who it is, like, is that weird at all? Because, like, I've known this girl fucking since, like, third grade, so 9, almost 10 years now. I've known her for that long, and we've been friends since 8th grade. Like, what happened is, because I moved around a lot, this is my 11th school since pre-K, so that's a lot of fucking moving. But, like, I knew her in 3rd and 4th grade, I went to her school, and then I moved away, 5th grade, again 6th grade, again 7th, and then somehow I moved to a completely different school district, completely different school, and apparently she was there in 8th grade, and we had acting class together, and we were just like, what the hell? I didn't even recognize her at first. It kind of blew me away, but she recognized me, so I guess that's a good thing? I don't know. It's kind of still kind of weird. It still kind of blows my mind. But, like, what happens is, like, we became friends and whatever, and I had, like, the biggest crush on her. Apparently she had the biggest crush on me, but we're in 8th grade. We're complete cowards. We're like, I want to say something, but I don't know how to say it. And that happened for like 3 or 4 years. We were doing that to each other. We tried going out, but because we both moved from Texas, and she moved to North Carolina, I moved to New Jersey at the time, a long-distance relationship didn't work out. She ended up cheating on me, but like that hurt, and we didn't talk for a while. But now that we're best friends, and again, we're best friends again, and we both learned our lessons from that. And I don't know, like, we're still best friends, and I love her more than anything else, and she loves me, and we're both the most important people in each other's lives, and I don't know, I guess if, to me it feels like this is the only person I would ever want to spend my life with, ever. Like, there's no one else that could ever become this close to me, I guess? I don't know how to say it. But I guess I fucking feel like this. And I fucking love her, and I feel like she's the one person I want to marry, and I want to spend the rest of my life with, and see her every day, and talk to her, and be with her, and fucking, I don't know, I fucking love her. But is it weird to feel like that? Although, we're both 18, and we're not actually together, we're just still friends. And I live in New York, she still lives in North Carolina. Is it weird for that? Or is it just, that's how it happens sometimes? I don't know. Tell me what you think. Because I got fucking nothing else to think about lately. Whatever. For those of you computer, gamer, electronic geeks out there, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say E3. The Electronics Entertainment Expo. Check it out. It kicks ass. Actually, just finished today? Yesterday, maybe? One of those. But I was watching some of it, and it looks... Oh, looks fucking awesome! They were showing stuff for the 360, the PS3, the Revolution. Oh wait, no, fuck the Wii.
I'm in the same arena. Wii. Everybody go yay! Wii.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that name. Retarded.
No, not retarded. Fuck-tarded. There we go. But there's this one game that I've, honestly, like, I've become obsessed with ever since I fucking saw it. I saw, like, 3 seconds of it on G4, because they were showing E3 Live, kind of, but it was all always previously recorded. And, what they were talking about, what the game is supposed to be is, like, an evolution creation sim game kind of thing. But, like, it's all very weird, it's all very awesome. Like, you start out... You build and design your entire creature, everything about it you design, and you start out from the smallest, like, single cell organism. You start out from that, and you go through the entire process of evolution. Each time you have an egg, which you can, like, have an egg in like 20 minutes or less, really, depending on how quickly you are, like 5-10 minutes you can have an egg and go through a generation. But each time you lay an egg, you go through the next step of evolution with this character, and you make it stronger, faster, smarter, whatever you're trying to do. And you start from a little amoeba and move up to an actual creature, to where it's like living in the water. And then you evolve it up to where it actually goes on land. And then you evolve it up until it starts building a tribe. And then you evolve it up until it can build a city. And you evolve the city up until they start becoming... they start to colonize space, which is pretty cool. So pretty much, they can colonize everything. But like, when you start out as your creature, start out with your creature, you are just the one creature you create, and you get food and you lay an egg and whatever. You go through the whole process, and then once you start building a tribe, it moves out to where you control the entire tribe, and you introduce objects into it to like. Intellectualize them, or make them religious, or make them logical, social, economic, whatever. And, like, if you give them spears, they become warriors. If you give them a fire, they become cooks. If you give them a drum, they become more religious, because it gives them more of the Indian, African tribal dance. Hiya, hova, hiya, hova, hiya, hiya. Oh god, that's so weird. But it gives them that kind of thing, and you move them on up to where they build their city, and you can design what the cities look like, what the buildings look like, you can design everything, you can design the plants on the world, you control everything, you build everything. When you're in the city, what happens when you have the city game, you're trying to basically control the world from one city, and make it all united, and yours. So you have to defeat other cities with military or economics or socially, you have to take control over them. So it's all very interesting, all very intricate, and it looks really awesome. And like, as soon as you can build a UFO, you can go out and populate other worlds. You can like start being a diplomat to other places. You can be a warrior. You can do anything. It's really open-ended. It looks really fucking awesome. So yeah. If you're into sim games, which I'm not, I absolutely abhor them. This game looks so awesome that I can't wait till it gets it, till it comes out. Check it out. It's called Spore. The best thing to find out is not Spore.com, but the actual Google videos. If you can find out how to get to the Google videos, put in Spore as a search, and you get all these cool things by the creator, and about actual gameplay, and the E3 demo, and what everything that EA has released for it. It looks completely awesome. Check it out, tell me what you think. Yeah, and Janine, I think this will be your dream game, and you can make your creatures look however fucked up you want. So yeah, have fun. I don't know, I really think that's it. I think I'm gonna have a pretty short show this week. So yeah, that's about it. Check me out. My site is toonkid.podomatic.com. Email is toonkidtalks@gmail.com. Skype and Gizmo Project, Toonkid. And yeah, voicemail line is 206-666-2845. And one last thing. I got a comment from Janine or
Kyoto Kitty.
I think it's a very much more adorable name, and she should go by that more often. But that, because last time I was talking about prom and about the bus that we're getting, it is not a school bus. A lot of the kids run here because they're rich schmucks, get limos and all that. And being a theater group, we're more like, let's do something different. So what we're getting is a party bus with a 75-inch plasma screen TV. There's a fridge. There's tables. You can actually walk around in the freaking thing. You can hook up your PlayStation, your Xbox, your Wii, if you want. If you want to hook it up. Whatever you want. You can bring anything and hook it up. Play it, watch DVDs, watch whatever. So that's what I meant by a bus. Not a school bus, but whatever. So, yeah. Peace out, fuckers. Ah, yes, and one last thing. If you like the beginning song, kind of, maybe not, maybe like a little bit of it, let me like some of it. I added onto the site a ringtone of the intro, so you can now have that on your phone, listen to it when it rings or really bored or outside smoking your cigarette, so you can listen to it and be like, oh yeah, that's Toon Kid, doon, 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 doon. Basically, every week or so I'm adding something new on the site, something that I'm finding out, or whatever. Like, I have my MySpace, I have the listener survey, I have the ringtone, I have the, Papu player, I have We Can Call Me on Gizmo Project. I have a little bit of everything. So really, it's an interesting place. It changes every so often. And along with the new episodes, there's usually one or two things new that I come up with or find somewhere. So check out the site. Fill out the listener survey. Check out my MySpace. And yeah. Fuck it. That's it. Before I finally drop everything and break all my keyboards and mouse and shit. Peace out. Again. Fuckers.
Twelve years old. First time he saw the eyes that would always light his life. He took her hand and walked along to a place that he had shown no other girl, through a clearing. There was something. He said, darling, this is my swing. Can we share my swing? It's just big enough for you and me. Can we share my swing? It's just big enough for you and me. They'd grown up, time to graduate. Still the love was there, it never seemed to fade. Then came that day, that dreaded day, when college came and they had to part ways. So he hugged her and he kissed her and he told her that he loved her. Forget my swing. Please remember and think of me. Don't forget my swing. Just remember and think of me. for years past. They kept in touch. In his heart he knew he loved her just as much. Then he asked, come to the swing. There's something special you still haven't seen. So he pushed her. She said higher. Then he pushed her. She said higher. And it scared her. She didn't realize how closed her eyes were. When they opened, down on one knee, he said, please accept this ring and make me happier than anything. Think it's time we made this our swing. Please spend your life with me. Please spend your life with me. Please spend your life with me. Oh, I hope it's not us.